Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, looky here. It's the Pat and JT podcast.
Pat and JT podcast.
It's Pat and JT.
What?
Guys, so many buttons I'm clicking. I'm clicking the wrong things. Like, I'm the worst clicker. It's our Friday live. If you're just listening to this, make sure you watch it. It's a dandy every Friday morning.
We brush our hair.
Yep, brush our hair.
Because it's live and it's video and all the good stuff, right?
Yep, we have to.
All right. So, okay, what's going on this weekend? Are you watching basketball games?
Yes. We're actually going to go to like a bar and watch the Iowa game tonight.
You're going to go to like a bar?
A bar. Actually, but we're not going to sit on our couch. We are going to go and we're going to go get dinner and we're going to watch it with other humans.
Okay. So did you see your bars closing?
Yes, I saw that. And okay, so we were going to go there, and Beth brought up a good point. I hadn't thought about this. She's like, I don't know about going. I'm like, why? She said, well, they're probably cleaning out all food so they don't have to throw it away. So maybe it's like older food and the end of kegs, and they're not going to pop a new keg the day they close. I'm like, well, I mean, that's a good point. I never thought about that.
Or maybe they have a brand new keg sitting there and it's already bought and paid for.
And they're like, screw it.
You can't take it back.
Yeah.
You can't take it back.
Yeah.
So you might get some good stuff.
Yeah, maybe just to get rid of it, like fire sale.
I was going to say, you're more roll the dice than that, aren't you? Come on.
Yeah, I am usually more roll the dice. The older I get, though, I'm not as roll the dice on food because I do throw food out on the expiration date. So I'm more roll the dice on other things, but food and stuff, I'm not.
Oh, my God. No, yeah. What was I just saw something the other day about the dates that are on things. And seriously, there's suggestions. They can't promise... They won't back up the product is basically what the companies are saying after a certain date. They're saying, okay, we stand by this until this date. But it still could be like your eggs. You don't just throw them out because the date's passed, do you? Do you check the eggs?
Eggs I do check.
Like a bowl of water or something like that to see what they do, right?
Mm-hmm.
If they float, truck.
Yeah, them. But then it's like if they kind of, okay, so if they float, you pitch.
If they float, chuck them.
So what if it's like they don't...
They stand up on their end?
Yeah, like they stand up on their end or like they're like hovering. Really? I don't like diarrhea.
Okay, so... but the egg, if you're going to cook them, you're going to cook it. It's okay. They just had a thing come out because they're saying that bird flu is the next thing. Okay.
Haven't we already been through that before, like over the decades, bird flu?
I know. Obviously, we're running out of new ideas. So we're going to bring back bird flu. And it's 1,000 times worse than it's ever been before. Okay. So that's one of those.
Okay.
It's faster, bigger, stronger, you know, than we've ever seen. Nobody's ever seen anything like this before is basically what the all bold capital headlines are.
Mm-hmm.
And so then the FDA, I think it was, or the CDC put out a graphic to tell people how to eat their eggs. And it said ways to eat your eggs. And it had six different ways. So you had like soft boiled, over easy, sunny side up, scrambled, hard boiled, and something else. And next to all of them, there's a red X except for scrambled and hard boiled. That's a green check mark. Apparently that's safe. But if they're runny, that's not safe.
Okay. Well,
because according bull.
Stupid. Dumb.
They're the same. No, I'm not going to go there. yeah. So that's, you'd be watching for that. So anyway,
Cam was telling me yesterday that his wife, she probably didn't invent it, but she found it on the internet. A best way to hard boil an egg. And he said, in an Instapot, which I'm terrified of and I'll never use again, 5 minutes in Instapot, 5 minutes, in a ice bath or 5 minutes in an Instapot, then 5 minutes with the, like, it's still in the Instapot, but it vented, like whatever released, and then 5 minutes in an ice bath and the shells just fall off. It's a lot of work, like, especially with an Instapot because they are terrifying.
I don't know if I've just been lucky, but I've never had this eggshell problem. And I do eggs one of two ways. I have an egg cooker that works like a dream. It's old as the hills, but it does it in like 20 minutes, 21 minutes, I think it takes to make 7 hard-boiled eggs. Or a pot of water, put the eggs in, put it on the stove, turn it on high. 25 minutes is what I set the timer for. And that's how long it takes from them to go from cold to boiled, and then take them off, throw them in an ice bath, and then I'm good to go.
Seems pretty easy. Yeah.
I haven't had the problem, but I know it's a thing. It's a thing trying to find the easiest way to get the shells off so you don't have them cracked all over the place and all that good stuff. But
yeah.
Let's just be lucky. So
it is a thing, but yeah, I don't.
Oh, this is great. Zach just says, yeah, good luck with licking a trash can, but won't eat food past the date. Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's different. I don't know why, because like if you eat rotten food, it doesn't build up your immunity. But if you lick a trash can, you're fighting off like other diseases and bacteria. So
interesting. Okay. Interesting. You say that. There was, I can't remember what part.
There was a lot there to unpack.
I know there was. There was a lot there. And we're going to go down that road a couple times during this show today. There's a lot there. but there was a doctor talking the other day about our immune system and how we all got really jacked up the last 3 or 4 years on how to take care of our immune system. It's like all common sense went out the freaking window. Mm-hmm. You know, it was stay inside, keep breathing the same air you are. Don't get any sunshine. You know, all the dumb, don't exercise. Don't, you know, all the dumb stuff. Wash your hands 10,000 times a day. Okay. Your body is built. Your body gets stronger as it continues to learn to fight off any bacterias, right? Mm-hmm. So that's why they always say a lot, you know, farm kids don't get sick a lot. It's like, well, they're usually, you know, out in the muck, wherever they are, they're in the middle of it. Hand sanitizer will not wash your hands. So if something dirty's on your hands, all it does is kill whatever bacteria is on the surface, but it doesn't get rid of whatever's dirty. So you haven't washed your hands.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still on your hands. So if you still shake hands with somebody after you've used the sanitizer, the surface bacteria is dead, but whatever
other stuff's on your hands still.
Other stuff's still on your hands. You still need to wash your hands. But if you wash your hands 30 times a day, you're also taking away the opportunity for your body to get stronger by fighting off whatever it is that's on it, kind of thing.
Okay, interesting.
That's one of that was, I could never quite put my finger on it. It was the whole washing your hands, singing happy birthday 2 times, all this. It's like, my God, if people don't know how and when to wash their hands, I don't know what I could do for you. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think our world's going somewhere anyway because of everything that's going on, but that's the least of our problems. We have bigger fish to fry, that bigger eggs to boil when people with people's behavior than hand washing.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Did we talk on the podcast how we bought a black light? Did we talk about that?
Not for is it to find where the kitties peed or is it?
Yeah, it was to find blood. It was kind of, well, no, I don't know.
Or is like the one they use at the roadside inn? They have the off ramp in.
I'm going to put a pin in that because I wonder if that's how Beth is getting this black light in me thinking so she can like murder cleanup.
Make sure the cleanup was successful.
Mm-hmm. Well, so yeah, it was to find cat pee, in which we found it and everything. But so then we're like, let's look for other stuff. Let's like look for black light things. So we got just a bulb at first. And then she's like, well, I'm going to go all in. And she got an actual flashlight that's a black light. And it's awesome, but then also equally disgusting. So she thought it was a great idea. My job is to clean the toilets. My job. I haven't been doing a good job, apparently.
Did you use the black light on it?
Oh, yeah. It lit up like a Christmas tree. And it was not only that, but it was like, it was awful. So I hope, I haven't Googled this yet, but there are other things that like, whatever, light up. Mm-hmm. It can't mm-hmm. just be pee and like body stuff things, but there was pee everywhere on the front of the toilet and on the floor. And I know for a fact, I do not pee on the floor. I know I don't pee on the floor. So that just shows how long the toilet's been that dirty. Cause Bennett hasn't lived there for 2 years. We've had best brothers come over a couple times. We've had some parties and you know, whatever, but it was jarring.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Well, okay. But you say, I know you say, I don't pee outside the toilet, but there is splashing. I'm just telling you, and minuscule, you may not even see it. Like when you make coffee, I'm just going to throw it out there. When you make coffee with your Keurig or whatever, and it comes on.
Braise.
And then look at the backside of the Keurig where the cup is sitting. There's always coffee on the backside of it because it splashes.
Yeah, but this didn't look like, this wasn't splashing. This was, this looked like a map. A map like river, like I was looking at the globe and it was like rivers. That's what it looked like. I get splashing 100% and I splash, but like it was not splashing. I wish I had taken a picture of it before I cleaned it.
But then, so you didn't get it clean though. You got it black light clean.
Uh-huh. And it is pretty humiliating walking around with your wife and a black light checking out your work.
And her pointing out. It's like the white glove test for dusting, right? She's walking around with her black light.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be careful with that. All right, wait, looking through here. Christina says, nothing else matters after they're hard-boiled and cooled. Give them one crack on the counter, then put them in a mason jar. Shake the hell out of the jar and it peels off in one piece.
Oh, I've seen that and heard that before, yeah.
I crack them and then I just roll them on the counter with my hand and then just comes right off. But, oh my God, that's funny. Good morning, Denise and Zach and Christina. And this, love hearing from you guys. Yeah, we didn't intend to go down the black light road either. That's hilarious.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Yeah.
All right. So the eclipse is coming up on Monday. Eclipse. I overemphasize the E for some reason.
Eclipse. Eclipse. I say eclipse too. Eclipse.
Eclipse. The eclipse. 15 emergency declarations have been filed in different cities and states.
And they don't say what they're for. It just says emergency declaration.
Yeah. Whereas blah, blah, blah. Whereas eclipse. Exactly, Allie. eclipse. But yeah, there's 15 declarations for states of emergency, different cities and states along the path of the eclipse coming up on Monday. And all of them say out loud, it's because of the huge influx they're expecting of people to come watch.
We didn't have a huge influx and we were in the path of totality a few years ago. It's going to be another dry hump again.
Okay. Let me throw something else on your pile. There was another earthquake overnight. You know, we're in Taiwan. They had what, 3 or 4 in that vicinity. So they had the big one. Then they had a couple little other ones that were slightly smaller. Then they had another one that was about 1500 miles from that big one, the 7.4. Another one was almost about the same. Now they've had a third one, which was 1500 miles from both of these other two points. And so that makes almost a perfect triangle. And they're all
that's creepy. That's creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's creepy. Really,
that's very creepy.
So there's that. That's all I got though. That's the only real, I don't think I've got anything else that's tinfoily. The earthquakes, eclipse.
Yeah.
I
think that, I mean, there's not a lot going on.
I know there's not. There is. Okay. We're going to play this. Somebody needs better fact checkers. I would fire my staff if they handed this line of crap to me and then put me on national television.
At some point though, you got to use common sense and realize I'll react after.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go.
Okay.
Oh, you have it?
I don't have it.
You don't have it? I thought I gave it to you.
Yeah. It's on Twitter. I'll get it. I'll forward it.
I can get it.
Okay. Okay.
Sorry. I'm sorry we weren't ready, right?
As you sat back, I'm like, oh crap, she doesn't have it.
It's like, oh, you're going to do it? No, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it? Yeah, you're going to do it. Oh, I did it? No, you just, oh, I just did it. I did it. Oh, wait. Hold on. I got to find it. I don't know if I can find it now.
Yeah. I mean, it's at some point, I get it. Sometimes facts get messed up. Like if you say something happened in 1973 and it was 1974, it's like, all right, I understand that. But this is such a blatant, like you have to know this is wrong.
This is wrong, right? You have to know this is wrong. Okay, hold on. I'm going to pause this.
Okay.
I think I found it. So I think we're good to go. So I'm going to share my screen. Oh, God help us. Everybody, hold on. We're going to try and get this right. Because this made me, I was just like, I would have been so mad. If I'm her, I'm really mad. So present, share screen. And I want this one. And then we'll try this one. And we'll try this one. And then we'll hit play.
Okay.
Okay. A bit of a history lesson. Do you know that women were not, the women's teams were not allowed to have brackets until 2022? Think about that and what that talk about progress, you know, better late than never, but progress and what that has done. Because, of course, when, you know, I had a bracket, it's not broken completely, but I won't talk about my bracket. But, you know, what just how we love March Madness. And even just now allowing the women.
You've got to be kidding me. It's like that's.
I can't.
2022, like we're talking two seasons ago. That's women were couldn't have. I mean, that's what I'm seeing. Like, she's a very, very smart woman. She would be like, even as that comes out of your mouth, you'd say, hold on a second, that can't be right.
I'm trying to figure out. So, women, so we couldn't play brackets. We couldn't have. So, at work, they kept them away from me.
Yeah. I mean,
was I doing something illegal?
Mm-hmm. Apparently. Yeah. Sophia had a bracket 7 years ago and she was 11. I mean, I don't know.
My dog had a bracket 3 years ago. I want to.
So she probably just like had the talking points and just like wasn't even paying attention and just said them. But I know. Like, oh my gosh. Like what?
I know. But somebody put it. And then the reporter doesn't push back.
Yeah.
At all. Just to kind of like, oh, well, no, you don't you mean, you know, just try to. You can
I
just,
but I don't even know what like what other number, what other year would work in there. Like when were women not allowed to have brackets ever? Never heard that.
Can
you imagine ESPN going on the website and it pops up and go, are you male or female? And you click female and it kicks
no
you out.
No bracket there. For you.
No bracket.
Yahoo yeah. says no bracket for you.
No. God.
I have no idea. I don't know where that talking point came from, but I would be really mad at my staff right now.
Mm-hmm. Same.
Like you idiots.
It does. It sounds like
me out a little bit.
It sounds like me trying to tell a story and get facts right and just throwing stuff out there. Like just trying to fill the gaps of the story.
Right.
But she's the vice president and she has a staff of like 50.
And you're doing it all by yourself.
All by myself.
You might be onto something, Pat. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. May have to run for office.
I don't know. Brian, I'm sorry about that. Brian just said, while we were trying to figure out where the video was, somebody get it. Somebody.
I know. It's like watching your mom navigate TurboTax like this and I'll click here and then I'll go here. It's like, oh, mom, can I just do it?
I can't watch that. So anyway,
okay.
I don't know what else to say. So yeah, the eclipse is on Monday at 2:00 local for Omaha people, Nebraska, Eastern Nebraska people, Kansas City people, all that good stuff. So I'm looking forward to that. Okay. Yay. I don't know what else.
Yeah. Watching Caitlin Clark in Iowa tonight. That'll be fun.
That's right. That is tonight, isn't it?
Yeah. 8:30. Remember, we're going to the bar with other adults.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. This is an event for you guys. That's right. Yep. A different bar, not just Addie's.
Nope, different bar.
Sad.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
So anyway, if you guys are going out, have a good time.
Yeah.
It'd be fun. Good luck with your brackets. All you ladies, say your thank yous.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank every man in your life for allowing you to have a bracket.
Good enough.
All right, you guys. Have a great weekend. We'll be back on Monday. Thanks for listening. Rate, review, and subscribe. Have a good one.
JT Podcast, a Huda Media Production.